Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. In a recent commentary, I urged New York Governor David Paterson to resign because, in my view, the scandal-plagued governor no longer has the gravitas, the authority, and the legitimacy to lead the Empire State in these economically troubled and challenging times. Well, a number of you wrote to me to express your disagreement with my call for the governor to resign. Abe emailed me to say, and I quote, "I have to object to your call for Governor Paterson's head. What New York State needs now is stability. The governor resigning now would just cause more upheaval and problems," unquote. Meantime, John emailed me to say, quoting, "This is a delicate time in Albany, and the state needs to get its fiscal house in order. That can't happen without David Paterson in the governor's office." Still another listener named Alyssa responded to my call for Paterson's resignation by asking, "Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?" Unquote. On the other hand, a gentleman named Trevor wrote in to agree with my call for Paterson's resignation. He said, "I think Dr. Coleman is right. The govs gotta go." Unquote. Finally, Jonas wrote in to say that New York is the most dysfunctional and corrupt state in America. As he put it, quoting, "Where does it end? Montserrat, Massa, Paterson, Rangel, this is getting ridiculous," unquote. Well, I want to thank those of you who wrote in with these and other comments. With commentary and listener opinion on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Colton.